So the Mishnah says, what a Tanakama, that when you take the Korban Pesach, the bottom portion of its legs, that for some reason, by says you have to pull off the Korban Pesach. So the Miri explains that you can't take a knife and break it, because it's an Issa Shmira Setzim. You're not allowed to break any bones of the Korban Pesach. So he says on the bottom portion of the leg, like from the ankle and bottom, it's only attached by veins. So you're allowed to cut the veins. He says cutting veins is not an Issa Shmira Setzim. You're only not allowed to break a bone of a Korban Pesach. So the Bais of the Torah says like that, that you have to put Sli Eish, Al Kurov Vi Al Kirbum. Al Kurov means the legs have a separate din. You're supposed to pull the legs off the animal, and then it's a Machlokes, how do you roast the legs? Do you put the legs inside the animal, or do you leave the legs on top of the spit? But I call upon the legs, you have to pull off the animal. So Miri says it doesn't mean you chop it off, because that would be an Issa Shmira Setzim. It means it's only attached by the veins, so the veins you're allowed to cut. You're supposed to cut the veins there and pull the leg off. And what do you do with the leg? A machlokes the Mishnah. The Tanakama says you put it inside the animal. And the Bekiva says, no, that will be called bishul. Now the Yetzer is you have to tzaleya roast it on top of the shvud, on top of the animal. So Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yishmoel kareyo toich toich. His Rabbi Yishmoel goes like the Tanakama v'al Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that you are allowed to put the b'nei mayov and the legs inside the animal. So even though it like makes noises, it looks like it's cooking, he holds that's not called cooking though, because it's al sliyesh. But Kerei, we call the noise toich toich. It's like bubbling inside there. Rabbi Tarfin called, what, how would he call the way you roast the Korban Pesach? Kereyo gedi makulis. He called it a kid makulis that has a helmet over it. Because he holds like a Mekiva in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to put the b'nei mayav and the legs inside the animal, because that will become like it's being cooked inside there. But rather you put the whole animal in, you put the spit through the mouth, and it goes through the other side of the animal, and then on top of the animal, you put the kroyev like a helmet on top of the animal. See, he called it a gdi makulis. Makulis is always lotion of a helmet. You have a helmet on top of the gdi. That's because he holds like a b'kiv in the Mishnah, that the kroyev, the legs, and the kishkes, you can't put back inside the animal. It looks like you're cooking it up in there, but rather you have to put it on top of the shvud. So it's like a covering to the animal, to the kid, to the Korban Pesach. It's like a helmet on top of the head. So that's what they called the Korban Pesach. That's the Machlokes, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbonin, Eizeo Gedim Mekulis, the Yosalecho B'leil Pesach B'zman Azeh. What's called a kid that you're roasting like they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to do with B'zman Azeh, because it looks like eating kotshim b'chutz. So what type of roasting are we not allowed to do B'zman Azeh today? Kol Shatzaleyo Kulo Kechet. If you roast the whole animal altogether, that's an issa, because that's the way they did by the Korban Pesach. What about nechtech v'menu aver? Let's say you chopped off one limb, then it's mutter ready, because that will be possible for Korban Pesach. That's not the way you roast the Korban Pesach. So if you roast half of the animal at a time, that will be mutter. What about nishlak v'menu aver? Let's say you cooked one limb of the animal. Also, ein zeh gedi makulis. That's not called the kid that has a helmet, that's doimut to Korban Pesach. Therefore, it's mutter to do b'zman azeh. His our minig is, we don't eat any roasted meat at all Pesach by night, by the Seder. But Mikra Adin by Zetan holds, what's also only if you roasted the whole animal together. Then it looks like a kotchim, and if you eat it b'zman azeh, people will think eating kotchim b'zman azeh. So the Gemara and Havamina was, the two things that are mutter is, either you cut off a limb, or else when you cut it off, you cook the limb. Fred the Gemara, what do you need cooking two things for? Hash the yesh loyman nechtech v'menu aver. If maduch, you say first, if you just cut off one limb, you cut off one arm, it's mutter ready. Agav the komat v'le badei. Even though now you roast it together, but since you cut off the whole arm, it's possible for Korban Pesach. Or marta loy, you said it's not osir. That's mutter to do. So nishtuk mi boi. Hey, the Avimina is, it said you have to cut off one limb, and then if you cook that limb also it's mutter. For the Gemara Madrich, if you just cut off the limb, it's mutter even if you roast that limb. So avad if you cook the limb, pshit it's mutter, like you're doing two things. You cut off the limb and you're cooking it, avad it's mutter. What does the price have to say it for? Amirav Sheshes, it means like this. She'er sholko b'mechuber. It means two chedushim. Either you cut off a limb, and then taka you roasted that limb, still it's mutter to do b'zman azeh, because the Korban Pesach has to be roasted altogether. Or else, even if you're roasting the whole korban, you didn't cut off anything. But first you took the leg, the arm, and put it into a pot, and cooked up the arm. And now you take the animal out of the pot, that only the arm got cooked up, and now you roast those things, that's also mutter. Because since one part of it was cooked, so for korban pesach that's possible, therefore you'll not eat it bezman hazeh. It doesn't look like eating kachim bezman hazeh. It's only also if you have the whole animal together, roasting the whole thing. That's what's also. Omer Rav Sheish, he says, Omer Rabba, hi muliaitza sharya, new halacha. Let's say you have an animal, and you didn't make malichi yet. You shechted the animal, and you want to go teat it. So the halacha, you're allowed to roast it. Sli is mati, you don't have to make malicha. A way you get the blood out of the animal, if you roast the animal, roasting tzli is matir even without melicha. That's the blood comes out. When you roast the meat, it automatically makes the blood drip out, and you can kash the meat that way also. What about if you take this kid, you take this animal, and you put stuffing inside it. You put another piece of meat inside the animal, and you roast it the way it is right now. What's the halacha? Do we say, since the inside meat, when you start roasting it, its blood is going to drip out of it, and where is it going to go? It's going to go into the piece of meat outside. So that should be usur. Because if the outer meat gets the blood of the inside meat, it should become usur. So what's the halacha? So high miliyais of filling. If you want to put some meat inside an animal, and you want to roast it together now, sharya, he'll still its mutter. You're allowed to eat this meat. We say all the blood drips out, and no blood is inside. Omalay abaya, for the abaya kasher, why? V'akabola dama. What do you mean the blood drips out? The inside meat, true. When the inside meat is roasting, roasting meat makes the blood drip out of it. But when it drips out of the inside meat, it goes into the outer meat. So the outer meat now is being belay, is going to swallow up that blood. So it should be also to eat the outer meat. For the more, v'akabola dama. It's swallowing up the blia. The blood, it's hot now. You're roasting it all together. So the inner blood should go into the outer piece of meat. Like you have this piece of meat inside this piece of meat. So the inside meat, the roasting, makes the blood come out. It goes into the outer meat. So the outer meat should be treif. It should be also teeth now. The blood is going in there. How do you say it's mutter? And the Gemara, the Teretz is, or Malay, the Klal is, kiboleya kach poltoi. The same way the blood went into this outer meat, the same way it goes out. That's the halacha we say by tzli. Whenever you're roasting something by tzli, we always say, kiboleya kach poltoi. The same way it goes in, the heat makes it go out of here. The question is, where does it go though? Where does it go? There's no place to go. So Rashi says the avir burns it up. Like the heat burns it up. That's what we say. With Saka true, the blood came out of the inner piece of meat and went into the outer piece of meat. But the same way it went into the outer piece of meat, it goes out of it. Where does it go to? The ear, the hot ear, burns it up. So that's why it's mutter. We don't say no blood ends off in the outer piece of meat. Whatever comes in, kavaleya kach potoy. By tzli, you say the same way it goes in, it goes out. Trashi baramashi potoy, lechutz, it throws it out. Vishoya boy choy maor. And the heat of the fire, like, burns it up, so we can sit as if no blood is in here. That's what Rabba says. So the Mara name of Messiah, will bring a raya to Rabba from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how do you roast the korban pesach? Noisen es krov, yes b'nei meyav l'toychoy. The Tanakam Rabbi Yosef really holds, you're supposed to take these legs and put it inside the animal and you roast it together. Now you didn't make any malicha yet, you weren't murdered the animal yet, so you have a piece of meat that has blood inside it. So my time, why is the mutafi to korban pesach, the chura, the blood of the legs, should come out of the legs and go into the animal. It should become usher. My time, a lot, isn't it, mishum d'armina that we say, kebaleya kach poltoi. The same way the blood goes into the kid, goes into the lamb, who it then it goes out? You see, a raya by tzli, we say, kebaleya kach poltoi. The same way it goes in, it goes out. Amr the Gemara says, no, maybe it's different here. Shani hosom. Kivon dika beis hashchita. We're talking about here that you shechted the animal, and the machalchi. And we're talking about the way you roast it is, that you have the animal stuck this way. You take the shvud, we say, you put it through the head of the animal, and this one, then you hang it this way. So lemaisa, the head is hanging down. So all the blood, when you're roasting it, all the blood, you say, that comes straight down. Like there's a hole here. You made a shchita on the neck. So you have like the neck open. So all the blood of the animal travels through the animal and comes down. So maybe here it's mutter. That's this lashon. Hey Shani, kivon diika beis hashchita, you have the hole of the beis hashchita where you shechted it, you cut off the head, the mechalka, there's a hole there, is medivdaizi. We'll say all the blood drips downward. That's why it's mutter. Like Rashi says, Medev Daiv, Lefisha Kashanitla Batanam. When you hang it in the oven, Upi Beishchitosalamata. The mouth, you know, the place where you shechted, it's downwards. His Mela Adam Yoitse Dera Chalala Tavern. All the blood of the animal goes out through the chalal, through the hole of the neck. Shekurin Fasilam. The Shay says Derech Beis Hashchitam. And all the blood drips out through the Beis Hashchitam. So that's why maybe here it's Mutam. And the regular Malaisa will be the other way, where you stuff up the animal and you put the bottom of the animal downwards, that there's no mokum, there's no way the blood could drip out, maybe there will be usher. We don't say maybe Kublai Akach Poltoin. But here by the Korban Pesach, since the mouth is facing downwards, and you made a shkita there, so there's a hole of the neck, so all the blood drips down through the hole of the neck, and just drips out, it doesn't get stopped, it doesn't stop in the animal. So there's no raya to Rabbah. No raya to Rabbah. So tomorrow, name him a sailor. Good, I'll bring you another raya someplace else. The din is, how lave, if you want to cook or roast a lave, the heart of an animal, usually your heart has a lot of blood inside it. So din is, metchila kareyum. Before you cook or roast the heart, you're supposed to first slight cut it. You have to make a crisscross cut, omeitzias domoy, and first let the lot of blood that's in there drip out. Then you can go to roast it. What about loy karo? Let's say you didn't cut it up first. Karei liyachem bishulei. Even if you cooked it first, still it's kosher. And if you cook it, you have to cut it up later. Umutter. For the more of my time, why is it mutter later if you first? So Rashi says the havamin is bishulei doesn't mean cooking, even though bishul usually means cooking. It means tzli. And Rashi says kasak kotayzach liyachem bishulei tzli koma. The tzli nami kari bishul kasev bedivrei yomim vayavashlo la pesach beish kemishpat. It says, by Yavashtu, they cook the Korban Pesach. And we know a Korban Pesach has to only be roasted. So you see, a Lashon Bishul cooking could mean tzli. So here, the happy meaning is, you took this lay, the heart of an animal, and first you roasted it the way it is without you cut it up. The locker is, now you can still give a crisscross there and let the blood drip out, and it's mutter. Here's the kasha, my time, why is it mutter? You roasted it when the heart wasn't cut yet, so there's a lot of blood inside it. Why don't we say the heart was baleya, swallowed up the blood? Lav mishum, don't we have to say there minyan kibulei akach poto? No, even though the heart swallowed up the blood, but we say kibulei the same way it swallowed up. Who had in poto? It spit it out again. So you see, a rai, you say the svara by tli, and the gemara no shani lev. I'll tell you, lev is different. The shia, or the lev, the heart is very smooth. It's a very smooth piece of meat. The membrane there is very smooth. So Rashi bulei bola. Therefore, it does not swallow. No dam could go inside it. Therefore, the afilu b'gedera nami shari. Therefore, the locher is, even if you cooked up the lave the way it is, or you cooked up a whole heart, and you didn't make malicha yet, still it's mutter to eat it later. All you'll have to do is just give a crisscross there, and let the blood drip out, and you'll be allowed to eat the heart. When you cooked it, why don't we say the blood goes inside the heart? The Torah says the heart is a very soft piece of meat, that just the blood drips off it, and can't go inside it. Even though you can't say that's the way it goes out, still it's mutter. So weiter, from the heart you have the rayon. The heart is a different type of a meat. That meat is very smooth, doesn't let any blood go inside it. And the reason why you have to make a crisscross there is not because the blood went into the meat, but partially there's a pocket full of blood inside the heart, and you're not allowed to eat the blood. Therefore, before you go to eat the heart, you have to first give a crisscross there and let all that blood drip out, and then you're allowed to go eat the meat. For the Gemara, v'horovin saba. When he ate his chicken, he used to put stuffing inside it. He put geshmaka stuffing inside it. L'rav, and he gave it to Rav's heat. The omale, and he said, if this stuffing tastes good, havli, give it to me, v'yechel, and I'll eat it also. So the kasher is right now, you're having a raw chicken. He didn't make malicha yet. So how was he matter it? Because he roasted the chicken. If you roast it, you don't have to make malicha first. And he put his stuffing inside it. And he said he will eat the stuffing. Good, he put some dough inside it. So the question is, why is the dough mutatit? Why don't you say when you're roasting the chicken, the blood comes out of the chicken and goes inside the dough? And it stays inside the dough. The dough should be usher. So here you see a riot to Rabbah that we say, kibbalei akach poto, no, the same way the blood went inside the dough, the same way it goes outside it. And the Gemara, no, again, here there's no riot to Rabbah. I'll tell you, he besmida. We're talking about what type of a dough? A very smooth type of a dough. Rashi says, Bismido, the Esau shall sell us, very fine flour. V'yena nidbekis, it doesn't get stick together too well. There's the dough wasn't a stiff dough. Kol kach. For the frechas miler, like breaks, is brittle by itself. V'yadam yoytzi memenu. Therefore, they're like holes in the bread itself, in this dough. And therefore, the blood that comes out of the chicken, like just seeps, drips out. The same test as the base of shita. Since it's not a thick dough, the blood doesn't go into the dough. Rather, there's a hole there in the dough, so the blood just drips right out of the dough. That's why here it was mutter. But maybe it will be a stuffing that it can't drip through, maybe it will be yosef. It's a very different type of a brittle type of a dough that has cracks, the drash the mefarer, loshim pirurim. It comes brittle into pieces. Therefore, since it's made out of different pieces, the blood could just drip right out of it. I'll bring another raya. V'arovo ikloi lebei resh galusa. Rava went to visit by resh galusa. V'toflu lei bar avzo. And when they're making their chickens there, they made a stuffing. They put again some dough inside this raw chicken, and they roasted it. And Omar, he said like this, Rava said like this, Eloi de chazisa de zigur kizuza. If not that I saw this dough, it's mamish white like a white glass, it's clear, like a white glass, kizuza chiyur, like a white glass, lo yachli minei, I wouldn't have eaten from it. This is the kasha. Mashmawat, that the only reason why he ate this stuffing is because he saw it was like a clear white glass. He saw clearly there's no blood at all in this bread. Mashma, if he wanted to sit seen a white clear glass like, if it would have been a little bit red, he would say, it's us, you're not allowed to eat it. The kasha is white. These sakodat, if you're going to tell me like Rabbah, that you always say this svar whenever you roast something, kibbulei akach potoi, that even though the blood gets dissolved inside the dough, we say poltai, throws it out right away. So my ira, why did Rabbah say the reason why he ate this stuffing was, ki ziga, of course, was mamish clear, like white glass, so he was able to see that no blood went into it at all. Afilu kiloizig. Afilu, it's not clear white. Nami should also be mutter. Why? Because even if the blood went into it, but we should say, kebolei akach poltai, the same way it goes in, it goes out, tuchtzli. So here is a kashan, Rabbah. Here you see, don't say kebolei akach poltai. Rashi says, the zig loshem chuchis loven, like white glass. Vitzolo mara mohu labosa shazabalechem. And the juice that went from the meat into the bread, into the stuffing, is like white. So that's why it's mutter, because we see clearly no blood went in. But mashu would be a little bit red, it would be usher. And for the Gemara, no. Hosom b'chiyurto. I tell you, there we're talking about what type of a dough, such Rashi, tsarif, shein boyat mimis, dam, v'loy l'yochemenei. No, it's Rashi b'chiyurto. Kemach neki, it was very clean flour. Kain shalonu, shein aserlis. It's not fine, very fine flour. A little thicker flour, though. Tomorrow the shorur. Rashi says, kosher v'yena potoy. If you have a thicker dough, when the dough is very thick, the flour is not so fine, it's coarse flour, then the dough becomes very thick. See if it's so thick, it's Rashi kosher. That's a hard dough. A hard dough taka would be balayam. The blood would be dissolved inside it. V'yena potoy, wouldn't throw it out. Maybe hard the dough is different. That's true. V'enechnami, by meat, we say kebalei akach potoy. If you're roasting one piece of meat inside another piece of meat, both would be mutter. We pass halacha like that. They're both mutter. Because we say kebaleya, the same way the blood went into it, the blood went out. Only here, Rav said it's usher, we're talking about a hard piece of dough. And a hard piece of dough, here we say the blood would go in, but in a chlami would not go out. So what's the maskana? What's the halacha? The smida. If the dough is red, bein asmik, bein light. Okay, the smida means if it's fine, trash the yomli yad mafara. If it's fine dough, that the dough doesn't get so hard. It's like brittle. There are cracks in between it. So, bein asmik, bein layasmik sharia. Whether it's red or not red, even though maybe blood did go in, but for sure it's still mutter. Because we say, kebolei akach potoy. The same way it went in, it went out. It looks red now. The red is not blood. It's just mold. It's just the juice of the meat. Hey, it's the red. There's red juice in the meat also. That's mutter teeth. You're only not allowed to eat blood. But here we say the blood that went in went out again. Why is it still red? That's just the red juice of the meat. That's mutter. The chiyurta. What about if it's white? The chiyurta. So that e zik is, so chiyurta means this hard piece of dough. Was very hard. Then it depends. E zik is uzachiyura. If it's white, like clear white glass that you see clearly, no blood went into it. Then takashar. Then it's mutter teat. E loy. But it doesn't look like a clear white glass. You have a suffix, maybe blood went into it, then taka it's osur. Why? Because since it's a hard, thick dough, we say maybe blood went in, tzara went in. Here we do not say kibbaleh kach poltei. Here we have to be afraid maybe the blood stood in there and did not come out, therefore it's asur. What about the shar kamochim, any other type of a dough, it's not so hard, is asmik asur. If it's red, it's asur. Lo yasmik shari. And lo yasmik, then it will be mutter. The Marahai Melissa, but what about our original Shaila? You're having a piece of meat, you have a goat, you have a lamb, and you want to stuff inside the lamb, you want to put other pieces of meat. Is Mandi Osir, whoever holds this Osir by a piece of meat, you don't say Kablai Kach Poltoi, is Afilu Pumul Latachas. Even if the mouth is facing downwards, like you're roasting it Mamish, that the mouth is downwards, so the blood should really be dripping out, still it holds its Osir. As if you don't say Kablai Kach Poltoi, so you have to be afraid, while the blood was dripping down, it hit the outer piece of meat. If it hit the outer piece of meat, it went in it. And if you don't say the same way it goes in, it goes out, you have to be afraid some blood stayed in there. Oman deshari, rabba though, the loch, we hold like that, it holds, that you say kibbaleya kach potoi, then we say afilu pumaliel. Even if the mouth of the lamb is facing upwards, so your mom is roasting it now, that inside, the piece of meat is inside it, and on the bottom is just the animal itself. There's no way the blood could drip out, still it's mutter. Because we say, kibbaleh kach poltei. The same way the blood went out from the inner piece into the outer piece of meat, who would then it goes out of the outer piece of meat. Where is it? It gets burnt up in the heat. Marvi Hilko said, what's the locha? Mulayai sashar. We take a paskin by meat, we say, kibbaleh kach poltei. And afilu pumaliel. Even if the mouth of the animal is facing upwards, still it's mutter. Because when you're roasting pieces of meat, we say the blood comes out from one place. And even if it touches another piece, still it's mutter. Because kibbaleh kach poltei. The same way the blood went into the second piece of meat, for sure that the heat of the fire makes it go out. And therefore no blood is stuck, stayed in a piece of meat, therefore it's mutter. So tomorrow, umsa. Umsa is tam a red piece of meat. We'll soon see what the shiloh is. Beya, Rashi says that's beitzei schorim. That means of the animal. You cut off the beitzim of a male animal. Umizuki, that's the veins that you have near the Beis HaShchita, the Vridim. You cut out these veins. So we'll soon see what the case is, but it's a machlokes if these things you're allowed to eat or not. It's a question, do you have the blood inside them or not still? But you didn't make malicha, you're just roasting them. We'll soon see what the case is. So it's a question, if roasting these three things, are we afraid blood is in it, it's osur, or there's no blood there? So tomorrow, pligi bor, we'll soon see what the case is. Pligi bor, ravach, ravina. It's like a machlokes, ravach, and ravina. Now the Gemara says like this. B'chol ha-tera kula, all over in Shas. Wherever you have a machloikis between Ravach and Ravina, the klal is Ravach al-Khumra. If it doesn't say who said what, it just said if each one said one din, you know for sure all over Ravach was the machmir, or Ravina l'kula. Ravina always said l'kula. And v'hilchos like Ravina l'kula. Wherever you have a machloikis and shas between Ravach and Ravina, we always pass like Ravina that goes l'kula, that goes lenient. Mashenken levar mayhani plus, excluding these three cases. Here the Ravach l'kula, Ravach is the one that says it's mutter, he's mekum. Or Ravina l'chumra. And Ravina is the one that's machma said it's osur. And here, v'hilchasak Ravacha, l'kula. And even in these three cases, we also pass like Ravacha, l'kula, that these three cases are mutter. What's these cases here? Hai umtsa di asmik. If you have a raw, red piece of meat. Red piece of meat, there's a lot of blood inside this piece of meat. Is chotchei, if you cut the piece of meat, O molchei, and you made malicha first, so and your mamish, you made good malicha, so afilu l'kdei rishori. Then after you made good malicha, you salted it the way you're supposed to, and you washed off the salt. Now if you want to cook the meat like we do, you can cook the meat, there's no shayla. You kashed the meat already. What about shoftei b'shvuda? Let's say you want to stick the piece of meat into take a shvud, you take the spit, and put it through the piece of meat, and now you hang it over the fire to roast the piece of meat, there's also shuri. Even if you didn't salt the meat, you could kash the meat by roasting it. Because the klal is, meidiv dayim, the blood just drips out of the meat, and gets burnt up in the fire. Now where's the shiloh, where's the machlekes now? Achtei agumra. Let's say you put it down on top of hot burning coals. That's what you did. You didn't mamash roast it, hold it in the fire. No, you rather threw it on top of the coals. What then does that have? Pligi bor Ravach and Ravina. Chad osur v'chad shari. Mandi, you're the one that said it's osur. Mitzmah somat. He says by putting on top of red coals like make the meat shiver up and the blood gets stuck inside there. So your mamish got blood inside the piece of meat. That's why it's osur. But man Bishara, the one that says it's mutter, holds no. Even on top of coals, it's also like roasting on top of fire. That Meshav Shoyim. We say no, the heat of the coals just make the blood drip out, and it doesn't get stuck in the piece of meat. How do we paskin? Meshav Shoyim. The blood taka drips out, and it's mutter to put raw meat on red coals. You're allowed to make charcoal roasted that way. The same shalom was these beitzim from a male animal. Chatchinu, if you cut them off, umachinu, and you made malicha on it, you salted it first, you made good malicha, is afil ugdeira. Later you want to cook them up, avad with smutta, shayim. Talinu bishvuda shayim. Avad, if you're holding it with a spit over the fire and you're roasting it, avad also with smutta, native dayev, avad the blood drips out. Now the shalom is you put these beitzim chorim, achtinu agumre, you just put it down on top of coals. That's what you did. Same achleikis. Pligi bora vachravina. Chadosa v'chatshori. Mandi Yos, the one that says it's also mitzmasomet. He says you put it on top of the coals itself, it doesn't make the blood drip out, but rather the blood gets shriveled up inside the meat and stays in there. It's Mr. Summers means it shivers up inside it. Just gets stiff inside it. Or mandi shori, meshiv shori. It holds no, putting this beitzim of the schorim on top of coals make the blood drip out of it. And the loch we pass in its mutter. V'chein mizriki, the same thing mizriki. These are the veins that you have near the base of shechita, the vridim, which are also full of blood. Chotche, if you cut them, or mocha, you made melicha on them, so vada was kosher, you got the blood out of it. Afil l'gdera shori, after melicha, you could even cook him. Taliyah b'shvud, if you're just hanging it up over, on a spit, over the fire, base hashchita l'tisoi, and a case where the base hashchita, these are the veins near the base hashchita, near the v'yeshech, that's the vridim. The veins there. So if it's facing downwards, chita, it's mutter. Because meidiv doyiv. Avada, the water, the blood drips down. Achta yagumre, here the shalom is, you just put it down straight on top of coals. That's all. Achta yagumre, you put it down on top of coals. Pligi rav achravina, it's a machlokes. Chadosa v'chadshori. Man de yosa, the one that said the saucer holds, mismatzomet. If you put it on top of coals, you know what coals do? Coals shiver it up, and the blood stays inside it, and therefore it's awesome. Well, man, the shor, the one that says mutter, no, meshiv shoyev, he holds even straight on top of coals, also makes the blood drip out. Shrashi shoyev mes adam, and therefore it's mutter. So at the Gemara of Hilchos, like we said before, we go lekul over here and meshiv shoyev. All these three cases are meshiv shoyev, the heat of the coals just make the blood drip out of it, and that's also a way to kasher it. That's the way to get the blood out of these pieces of meat. So the Gemara, hi umtsa, the asmik, you have a raw red piece of meat. Shmak, a piece of meat has a lot of blood inside it. Chalya osir. If you put into chalya, chalya means you put into vinegar. Trashi chola, that means chaymitz. You put into vinegar. The cholat beitz li, ho'idna, k'de lohoitzi domoy. Let's see what. Chalya is osir. Hay umsir asmik. You have this red piece of meat, chalya osir. Lo yasmik, if the piece of meat is not red, chal yishori. If you put it into vinegar, so Posh Rashi says, after you roasted the piece of meat, if the meat is still red, so you put this roasted piece of meat into vinegar, you're afraid the strength of the vinegar will pull out some blood. So it seems like you have blood now in the vinegar, and you're not allowed to eat this vinegar. What about lo yasmik? Let's chalya. If the vinegar does not change to become red, then chalya. Ravina says, Omar, afilo lo yasmik. Even if the vinegar does not become red, still, alayas mignami chal yosser. Still, we say the vinegar is osser. Why? He efshad the less space rukayo the domum. It's not possible that at least a little speck of dam came out. Now, that's the mitzias of vinegar. When you take this hot piece of roasted meat, you just got finished roasting it, so the mice, you're allowed to eat it. Even though there's blood inside it, but that blood is like not dam that's going to come out anymore. It's dam inside the piece of meat. You're allowed to eat it. Nor the mashal yilad eat a raw piece of meat also, because the blood inside the piece of meat is mutter to eat. But if you put it into vinegar, vinegar has a koyach to pull out the blood. So even if the vinegar is white, still he said it's also, because it had to be that at least a drop of blood came out. So therefore, the vinegar is also, there's blood in the vinegar. You're not allowed to drink this vinegar. Omalei mar barameimer, Ravashi, Abba, my father, migmalei gomua. No, he used to drink the vinegar. He said the vinegar was white. He wasn't afraid a speck of blood came out. He held it was mutter. And he could the army, some say.
All right, we'll continue next time.